We love you too, preacher. I appreciate the opportunity to preach tonight. Don't get that thing too loud on me. We'll hear a squeal. I appreciate the opportunity to preach tonight. I thank the pastor for letting me have the opportunity. I know it's youth night, but God kind of laid something on my heart today, a little something that I've been thinking about, and I wanted to bring it for you. It's for anybody and everybody. It ain't for just youth. It's for young, old, middle age, whatever. It don't really matter the age. A lot of things in God's Word's just for everybody. It ain't just for one or two. Tonight, if you will, turn to John chapter 15. I'm just going to read a few verses just for the sake of time tonight. John chapter 15, starting in verse 18. If you would, please stand. Reverence for reading God's Word. If the world hates you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for this tonight. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to come and preach. Lord, without you, I'm nothing. I stand up here just a sinner saved by grace in need of your help tonight, God. I pray, Lord, that you'd help us, Lord, to say exactly what you'd have us to say. Nothing more, nothing less, God. And I pray, Lord, when it's my time to sit down, that you'll tell me to sit down. God, I pray, Lord, help these words that they might help somebody tonight. I thank you, Lord, for the help that it's given me today. I pray, God, that you'd continue to help us all. In your blessed name I pray. Amen. May be seated. Tonight I just want to bring you a few thoughts on, even though you're saved in this Christian life, you're going to have trials and troubles. Hard times is going to come. It's promised to us in the Bible. Christ said, if they persecuted me and they afflicted me, they're going to do it to you too. If I had to go through the trials and troubles that Christ did, then of course me and you as Christians are going to have to go through the trials and troubles in this life. Over in Acts in 27, Paul was going through a storm. Well, Paul was a saved man. Paul done nothing wrong to get in that storm. He actually told the sailors, hey, let's not set out from here. We're going to run into a storm. I fear for my own life and for the life of the crew members and for the ship and everything on it. They didn't listen to him and they set on out anyway. Well, Paul was in the right. Paul didn't do anything wrong, but he still got into the storm. And they were in the storm for 15 days, if I read it correctly. I believe it's 15 days they stayed in that storm. And everything was lost except the men and their lives and Paul. And Paul told them, whenever they got into the storm, Paul said, God, an angel come to me and God has told me that no one will perish. All will be lost, but no one will perish. And even in that storm, Paul had the reassurance of God to know that he was going to make it through. The disciples got on the Sea of Galilee. Christ told them to go to the other side. They got in the middle of the storm and thought, oh no, we're going down. We're going to die. They run to wake Christ and said, we're perishing. We're dying. You care not. But little did they know, Christ was with them all along. He had already told them to go to the other side, so they were guaranteed they was going to make it. Even though the storm was rough, the times was hard, they were going to make it over on the other side. A lot of times in our life, we go through the storms of life. We go through trials and troubles. I go through them all the time. Me and my wife's been through several in our Christian walk. But just because we're going through them don't mean that God ain't been there with us the whole time. He's been right beside of us. There's been times that I've wanted to throw up my hands and say, I quit. it's too hard. I don't understand. I don't understand how they can live like a devil and get everything that they can have and everything goes smoothly, but yet I can live for God and it seems like nothing goes right. But yet there's one that comes inside of me and comforts me in a time when no one else could comfort me. Nothing my wife can say, nothing my family can say, nothing anyone can say to me could help me in those times. But there's one that lives inside of me. There's a great comforter that comes inside of me and says, son, it's okay. You're going to make it. You will make it to the other side. I've promised you that you'll make it, but it's going to be hard. And here, as I've read to you tonight in John, Christ told his disciples, they're going to persecute you. And I just want you to know tonight that there's times in your life you're going to be persecuted. You're going to have trials and troubles. You're going to go through them just as I have. Young people, live for God. Stay close to Him, because when the trials hit, it's best to have that comforter. Because without Him, I don't know how people make it. Without the comforter, I don't see how you can make it through life. I don't see when the trials and troubles come how you'd ever make it. You know, Brother Stewart has been preaching to us a lot He's been preaching to us out of Daniel a lot. And you know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego took a stand for God in their life. They did stand for Him. And they said, we will not bow. We will not take part of that. But you know, even though they done the right thing, and that even though they stood for God in a hard time, they still had to go through the furnace. Amen. You know, a lot of times we skip over that part. We just say, well, they come out on the other side, God blessed them and everything. But even though they stood for Him, whether they was going to bow to that king or not, and when they told that king, no, we will not bow to you, he didn't say, well, you stood for your God, I'm going to let you off. They still had to go into that furnace. They didn't know that God was going to deliver them from it. They didn't know that He was going to not let them get burned up, that they would come out with not even the smell of the fire on them. They never knew that. All they knowed was that they was not going to bow to that king and they was going to stand for God. So they still had to go into the furnace. I imagine as they grabbed them and was getting ready to throw them in, the thoughts that could have went through their head. I know nowadays, and they were no different than us back then, they thought the same thing as far as, I love my Lord, I know He saved me, I know He'll bring me over on the other side, but whether He was going to deliver them in that fire or not, they didn't know. So I'm sure as they went to throw them in, they probably thought, well, this could be the end. This could be the last time. But yet, I wonder how it was whenever they threw them in and they were in the fire and they hit the bottom and they stood up and went, wow, nothing happened. The fire don't hurt. I wonder if they kind of just went, where's the fire? Because the men that threw them in died. It was so hot it killed them when they threw them in. But yet they land and standing there and going, what's going on? But yet there was a fourth man in the fire with them. There was one walking in the fire with them. So even though we might have to go through the fire and go through the furnace and go through the storms of the life, there's going to be that comforter in our life. As a saved Christian, there'll be a comforter with us in the hard times. As I go through the hard times, and me and my wife have experienced some here lately, and that's why it's kind of hard for me tonight. Brother Stewart asked me this morning, I said, yes, sir, I will, because I don't want to turn down any time God says that I can have an opportunity to preach. I don't ever want to turn it down. But in my mind, when he asked me, I said, oh God, why? Why today? Why now? Because I've been going through hard times in my life. And I kind of hit a breaking point this morning. Yesterday and this morning I was kind of, I had gotten depressed and kind of went down. And it was, I kind of looked up like, there ain't no hope for it. I don't know what to do. And then Brother Stewart asked me to preach, and I said, how in the world can I preach to people and tell them about something that I can't even get through myself? I went back there and got my closet today, and I said, God, how in the world am I going to preach? I said, I can't stand before people and tell them that it's all right to go through the trials and the storms and tell them that it's okay, that God's going to bring them through, and me sitting here with this in my heart. I can't do it. I said, God, I need help. And as I'm telling you tonight, there was that comforter that come in my heart this afternoon and said, I'm still here, son. I haven't left you. I never will leave you, never will forsake you. Even though it looks dim, I know I got one in heaven that sits on my behalf. When no one else can help me, I know there's one that is speaking on my behalf tonight. I'm glad I've got a Heavenly Father that looks at me as His child now. I'm not just one that's been brought in. I'm looked at as a child of His. And I'm glad even though it looks dim for me, He's looking down saying, son, I got it took care of. You'll be all right. I was telling somebody one day, I said it's kind of hard going through trials of life and stuff and everything all the time. And they said, probably God's trying to tell you something. You're probably doing something wrong. I said, sometimes I'll agree with you. Probably it is. And then again, there's sometimes it ain't that you've done something wrong. It ain't God trying to tell you to do something. I said, look at Job. Was Job doing something wrong? Was Job doing wrong in his life? Was he just sinning and the reason God brought it on him? No. Job was living righteous. Job was living like he was supposed to live in his life. He is doing everything right. But yet Job lost everything. God put Job through the trial just to prove a point to the devil. Sometimes in our lives, we're going to go through trials whether you're doing something wrong or whether you're living right. Sometimes you may go through trials because you're doing something wrong. But then again, sometimes you might just have to go through them. But there's always that comforter. He's always there. He'll always be with you. You got to stay close to Him, or sometimes when you go through the trials, you may break and crumble. You may stand on the wayside and go, I don't know what to do anymore. I could have laid down and quit this morning. I could have just stopped. I could have thrown my hands up and said, I'm done. But God wanted other things. He knowed a different way than I knowed. And I'm glad that He's my comforter tonight. Brother Stewart, that's...